Coach on the road in the locker room with the Texas Rangers, and I got my main man here, M. MS, how we doing?
Doing well. Good to see you again.
Same here. Introduce yourself to my Chicagoans. Reacquaint yourself with Chicago.
Yeah, I'm Marcus Semien, former infielder with the White Sox, now second baseman for the Rangers.
Hey, you know, I was around your rookie year when you were rookie with the White Sox. You got 11 seasons under your belt now. What was key to your longevity?
Well, just finding a routine that worked for me. I think that the biggest part of having a long career is staying healthy, being available. I've been able to do that. I feel like I've worked hard throughout the years to get better each and every day. Switch positions to second base, so a little bit easier on my body now, but you know, I'm just proud of all these years I've had.
So speaking of your body, do your body sometimes let you know it's been 11 seasons?
Yeah, sometimes. But you know, that's why we play baseball. We're not playing football or basketball where you really see those big injuries. But for the most part, I feel pretty good.
And you know, everybody's dream, the pinnacle is to win a championship. Mm-hmm. You got that championship ring. What was that feeling like?
It was the best. You know, that was my ultimate goal, is to win one. Now it's to win another one. But the way we did it was special. We snuck in the playoffs, played great baseball at the end, our bullpen did great, and we won on the road. So you know, it was a pretty unique way to win it, but you know, we're all very proud of it.
And you and that guy they call Seager, y'all kind of got Buck Wild in the playoffs.
Yeah, Corey was unbelievable like he always is in the playoffs. Adolis was huge until he got hurt, and then our starting pitching was great. So everything came together at the right time.
So tell me about that ring. You know, you ain't bringing it for Coach to see. You told me I can't see it. So.
Yeah, it's big. You know, it's Jason's of Beverly Hills did it. They just did the Nuggets before us. I think they did the Rams in, for football. But, you know, they knocked it out of the park.
So what you do with it? Where's the ring at now?
It's at home. It's at home where only I can see it.
You ain't going to share it with nobody?
Nope.
Wait a minute. Is it in the safe?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to have to learn how to pick a safe.
Maybe
come
my kids
to your
might figure it out. But I've probably only taken it out of the safe probably 3 or 4 times.
So tell us, what was that moment like? What was it like when that final out was made and you knew we clinched it?
Yeah, it was pretty emotional. You know, I just remember being on the field with my family, giving my dad a big hug, getting pretty emotional. And, he just kind of felt like he knew that was my ultimate goal, just to accomplish it was all the emotions came out.
So to take you back, going back to your little league days, high school days?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, in college, I was able to go to the College World Series. We did not win. In the minor leagues, I won once. So it's a pretty good feeling to win at the highest level. I think this league is so competitive. Talent is through the roof. It's hard to hit. It's hard to do things and get things done, and we did it.
So, I've been practicing you grow up from 1 year to the next and the next, and now 11 seasons. How many more seasons for Marcus?
Until they tell me to go home. I don't know. I'm going to keep trying until they tell me to get out of here.
You still got that fire in your belly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, and what about Texas? What about winning it for Texas?
Yeah, it was first World Series.
You're a West
series.
Coast man.
Yeah, first World Series for this organization, I think. They'll always remember us, 2023 Rangers. The fans have shown us, a lot of love, especially last offseason. We're trying to pick it up this year because we want to get back in there, but we got a lot of work to do.
And of course, I got to ask you, being over here, starting off in Chicago, and you're back here in Chicago right now, do you sometime look across the field and say, this is where it all started?
Yeah, I mean, I tend to look at the young guys on this team and think that was me, and just kind of give them some words of encouragement if I see them on second base or whatever I can do to kind of let them know that it's going to be okay. I know it's been a tough year for them, but it's a big league team that you're playing on.
All right, so let me take you back, way, way back. You got that call up once again. You got that call up. You're going to the big leagues, walking this locker room for the very first time, saw your uniform hanging up. What was that feeling like?
Yeah, I mean, when I got called up to the big leagues, I was coming from Charlotte. My AAA manager pulled me in the office, told me I'm going to New York because the team was on the road. So I'd never been to New York. I got to play against Jeter and A-Rod and Mariano and all those guys. And definitely didn't feel like I belonged on their field, but you know, I managed to do okay, and I'm still here.
Now you the man, the coach with my man, Marcus.
All right.
All right, thanks a lot.
League of Our Own 247.com, baseball of the future, a developmental baseball league that offers baseball players an outlet to continue playing baseball, including those which may have encountered academic hardship, been under-recruited, or may not have been afforded the opportunity to be a part of a high school or college team. This league is open to all, regardless of their ethnic background. www.aloo247.com.
Click on the subscribe button and become a subscriber.